All right, we have argued all morning about what the significance of this game is, and you believe it's huge.
Yes.
Okay. Let's not waste any time.
Okay, let's do it.
Because there are some football experts who will tell you what you want to hear. But only one man?
I'm a man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Tommy, are we ready?
I'm ready, Jack Pie.
Over under 1/2 a touchdown for Bills wide receiver Khalil Shakir. The Bills have a serious wide receiver problem.
Was he playing?
Oh, this is off. You're off to a great start.
Well, everybody's out. Everybody's got the bad wrist all of a sudden.
He's the one player that's been good, not right. Good.
Well, right. I mean, he did miss the...
Oh, my God. It's a laundry list of guys with bad wrists.
All right. Rookie Keon Coleman is out with a wrist injury. We're still waiting to hear about wide receiver Amari Cooper. He has been practicing this week, but he was practicing last week. He wasn't able to go with a wrist, so we don't know about that. He was asked yesterday if he thinks he can go. He said yes. Tight end Dalton Kincaid has yet to practice this week with a knee. It is the worst situation you could be in with Josh Allen as your quarterback and the Chiefs coming to town because you are kind of neutralizing your most valuable weapon.
Right.
But there is always a man who is calm, cool, collected,
Mr. Cool.
Ready. Yeah, that's right. Khalil Shakir is Mr. Cool. He is the most sure-handed receiver in the NFL. That's not an opinion. That's a statistical fact.
So he don't drop.
He catches everything. Mm. Everything. But this year, he's had a hard time finding the end zone. In the 10 games the Bills have played, he has 2 touchdown catches, and he hasn't caught a touchdown since week 3 in Jacksonville.
That's not good.
And just so you know, Shakir has played against the Chiefs twice in his NFL career so far.
How'd he do?
He has never caught a touchdown pass against them.
Oh.
Does a guy like Shakir, a budding leader, step up in the biggest moment of the season so far? Or does he go another week without finding the end zone? Over under 1/2 a touchdown for Khalil Shakir.
He's got to.
No, he doesn't.
No, he has to.
No, he doesn't.
This is the time, son.
Look, the Bills.
You either catch or go home.
He could go home.
Then pack your bags now.
But that would mean you lose. Look, Kimmy, you know this. The Bills have this everybody.
Was she picking?
Everybody, you know, I'm trying to talk to someone who knows
she
the difference
like you.
Between Keon
you know who doesn't
Coleman.
Like you right now? Your brother and Kimmy. Do you know I'm your only friend in this room?
You're
right.
Not
you're
my
not.
Friend.
You're
you
not
are not,
on
not
his
my
side
friend.
Get He's out. On an island over there.
Friend.
I'm not friends with creep crumb bumps. I know a lush when
talk
I see
talk to
her.
Your friend because she ain't listening.
Kimmy. I had something I was going to say and I totally
oh,
forgot.
Oh, no, it's my fault?
Everybody eats. That's what I was going to say. The Bills have found a way to spread the ball around. Ty Johnson has touchdowns this year. James,
good for one.
James Cook has got multiple touchdowns this year. Mac Hollins has 3-4 touchdown catches so far. So there are other guys that can
catch
the ball.
They got to mix it up.
No.
They have been mixing it
but
up.
But why wouldn't you throw it to the guy with the best hands in the league?
Because he will be the one, if these other guys can't go, that will be, they'll try to shut him down. Over under 1/2 a touchdown for Khalil Shakir.
I'm going to take the over. Because he has to step up. He's got to be a leader.
And if you're gonna bet what Tommy is betting, you should take solace in the fact that he absolutely thought Khalil Shakir was Keon Coleman when we started this.
I wasn't sure with all these crazy names, Khalil, Coco, this guy
Khalil.
Over here,
Khalil, Khalil DiCaprio,
Kincaid.
Kyle's the most boring name of all time. And who's Kyle? Do we even have a Kyle?
I think you know we got a Kyle.
There's no Kyle.
Kyle Jones.
Kyle. I don't think they
no,
have
a Kyle Jones. Yeah.
There's no Kyle Jones.
Yeah, he's in a practice squad. Check him out. Good kid.
So to be clear, as Kimmy looks up our Kyles, you are over 1/2 a touchdown for Khalil Shakir.
Guy's got to get it done. Right. Got to feed that dog, son.
Tommy's second pick.
There we go.
Over under 40 rushing yards for Bills quarterback Josh Allen. This year so far, he's been pretty much staying behind the line of scrimmage unless they need him to take off. Mm. And traditionally, against the Chiefs, they've needed it. Josh has played Kansas City 7 times between the regular season and the playoffs.
Yeah.
In those 7 games, he's gone over 40 yards rushing 5 times.
Damn. So he's another weapon back there.
It's Josh freaking Allen.
And you don't have a lot of weapons right now. So you may rely on his ass.
You got it. Look, I mean, you're right.
And the kid's got good wheels.
He's got great stems.
Great stems, great wheels.
Dynamite clipper.
Kid's got a good clipper.
Look, you're
nice
right.
Nice thrower.
You're right. We know that with the wide receiver issue, it could bring his rushing number up. We also know, we found out early in the season from Dan Fates from 13WM of Buffalo Plus.
What did he say?
His family members and friends send him all the hate that people write about him on social media.
To fire his ass up.
Yes, and it matters to him. We know he doesn't like to lose to Kansas City. He sure as hell doesn't want to lose to Patrick Mahomes. And it kind of feels like if he needs to do it himself, we can watch him flip that switch.
He's going
to
go.
Okay. He had 32 rushing yards in the regular season last year, win last year. He had 72 rushing yards in the playoff loss.
Mm-hmm.
So he's gone over and under in his last two games against Kansas City. One thing to keep in mind, however, that,
what you got there?
That could hurt that total.
Yeah, help me.
This is the best running back room the Bills have ever had with Josh at quarterback, James Cook and Ray Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to run the ball, the smarter play may be to use your running backs. Over under, 40 yards rushing for Josh Allen.
He's going to get 40 yards easy.
He didn't get it in the last regular season game.
He's going to get it. I feel good.
Why?
Because you need it.
You think he's going to be scrambling for those yards?
I mean, he could run one in for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Right?
That's not the answer to Kimmy's question. Yeah.
I mean, I could see him seeing an opening where, and he just goes for it.
So you're saying it wouldn't be a design run. It would be him just taking off running. Okay.
And you know, he loves to do that stuff. And you don't think he wants to do that on national television? Chuck that ball into the end zone.
Chuck it into the end
zone. Your dad catches it and stuff.
Wait.
Your dad and him embrace it and stuff like that.
Pat's dad scored a touchdown?
Shaking it. Oh, he's right there, you know.
Can we time out? So just to be clear, in your fantasy scenario where he rushes for over 40 yards,
he throws
a touchdown.
Well, you know, no, when he gets
to
in
my dad,
no.
Who then catches it for a touchdown?
No. Well, you know when he gets in and he just chucks the ball.
My dad's in the front row. My dad would be murdered if Josh were to throw a ball right in his face.
The guy played for the 86 Bears, for God's sake.
85 Bears. Why do you always get that wrong?
When was he with the Mets?
No, he was with the Blue Jays. He was on deck. When Joe Carter hit that home run to win the World
Series.
That guy
needs a Netflix series. Where's his 30 for 30?
The man that never was.
All right, so to be clear, you are over 40 yards rushing for
his,
Josh Allen.
His Clipper's going to be moving, bro. Okay. He's going to be the Yankee Clipper with good wheels.
Tommy doesn't
That's
like,
a DiMaggio.
Tommy.
By the way, no Kyles to report.
Not a single. Wait, there's 60 guys between the practice squad.
That is weird. Nope. That's such a common name now.
Yeah, I don't know.
You ain't got one Kyle.
Nope.
That's how wrong you are about everything. Tommy doesn't like it is Chiefs week here on CMF. He is over 1/2 a touchdown for Bills wide receiver Khalil Shakir. He is over 40 yards rushing for Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Are you ready for your third pick?
I'm always ready, buddy.
Over under 1.5 interceptions. For Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. For being the QB on the lone undefeated team in the NFL, he is not having the season we're used to seeing.
No, he's weak.
He's had a serious problem turning the ball over. He's got 9 interceptions so far this season. He's got 2 games with multiple interceptions. And up until week 8, he had thrown at least 1 interception every week. However, the addition of new wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins may have changed things. In the last 2 weeks, while playing with DeAndre Hopkins, Mahomes has thrown 4 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Right.
So he could be turning a corner. That being said, believe it or not, Patrick Mahomes has had a really rough time against Sean McDermott's defense in the regular season.
So McDermott knows his ass.
In the regular season, at least.
Yeah.
In those 4 regular season matchups against McDermott, Mahomes has thrown 5 interceptions.
So he's figured to get out.
Maybe. And he's thrown more than 2 separate times. So in 1/2 of the games against Sean McDermott's defense in the regular season, Mahomes has thrown 2 interceptions.
And look how good that defense was last week picking off.
Yeah, I mean, they got 3 interceptions.
Tore it up.
If the
I was told Joe Flacco never turns over the ball.
He doesn't.
Really,
okay, you got one. That was the only pick. It's the only pick you got right last week.
Well, it's the only pick I had to take at that moment. And I took it.
Okay.
If the Bills are going to pull this off, down all their offensive weapons.
Yeah.
The D is going to need
you
to get that
turn
ball.
That ball over. So it's all about turning that ball over.
Over
it's
under.
It's all about the plus and minus.
Over under.
You're going to be on the plus, less
shut
minus.
Shut up. Shut up.
It's all about balance.
Will
attack.
You shut up?
Well, you asked me my opinion.
No, I'm trying to ask you a question,
you don't even
stupid.
Know what the question is yet.
What's the question?
Over under. 1/2 an interception for Patrick Mahomes.
Oh,
well, no. Damn it. You got me screwing it up because you won't shut up. Over under. 1.5 interceptions for Patrick Mahomes.
So he's got to get a deuce. Picked off twice.
He would have to throw 2 picks for this to hit on an over.
Of course they are, man.
Wow. The bolt.
Come on. Didn't you see what that team did last week?
Against Joe Flacco.
Oh, I was told Joe Flacco. Very protective on the ball. Wild adventure.
Yeah.
Okay, so then.
Took Cleveland to the playoffs last year.
So if that's the case, if Mahomes hasn't been protecting the ball and Flacco went the opposite last week, wouldn't that mean this pick would go the opposite? I'm going to punch you in your stupid,
ugly face. What are you doing, an Edward Diet Coke
I'm
now?
I'm going to punch you in your stupid, ugly face.
I say he gets picked off. Yes, I'm going to take the over.
So 2.
2. Two.
No, because you said he gets picked off, and you're going to try and fight it if he throws one.
No, he's going to get picked off first.
Okay, great.
By the way, he's holding a four.
He's such an idiot.
maybe four. I don't know.
His hand does not work.
Could be
he's
Pick
get
City.
Picked off this
Pick
many
City.
Times.
Oh, my God.
We could be looking at Pick City.
Going Pick City. The Bills are currently. I'm going to pull up my phone real quick because this line has been moving like crazy since yesterday. We told you that out of nowhere, yesterday. Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker was put on IR, so he will not kick in this game. The Chiefs kicker will be an off-the-practice-squad Jets kicker who is 2-for-2 on field goals this season. But let's be real, man. Kicking for the lowly Jets is not like kicking in this kind of game in Buffalo.
But the weather's going to be pretty good.
Yes, but, I mean, look, these games are always close.
Yeah.
So field goals matter.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the Bills right now are 2.5-point favorites. That has moved a full point since yesterday towards Buffalo.
Yeah.
The Bills have won three straight in the regular season against Kansas City, but there is one thing you need to know.
What's that?
The Chiefs are underdogs in this game.
Yeah.
In his career.
As an underdog.
Patrick Mahomes as an underdog.
How many times has he been an underdog, though?
He is 12-1-1 against the spread as an underdog. He is 11-3 straight up win-loss.
All right.
He is one of the best underdog quarterbacks in NFL history.
Yeah.
If the Bills win, do the Bills win, and if so, do they do it by three or more?
Well, I think they're going to win.
Don't. No. No. Not. Please look at every Chiefs game they've ever played with the exception. No. Shut up.
Let him go. Let him do
I'm doing my Pat impressions right now. Minus the Diet Coke.
I think we all need to punch each other in the face one time.
I'm very happy with the way the show is progressing today. I've enjoyed it a lot.
Please keep talking.
All right. So what's your question?
Do the Bills win? And if so, is it more? But more than three, and that's all I need an answer for. I don't need anything.
Well, I did. I think
smack you with that hockey stick.
I think the Bills are going to win.
Uh huh.
But you're asking me like, by do they cover the points? Yes.
Okay.
I think they cover the points.
So that's it then.
Okay.
I think.
You can just stop. You don't have to keep going.
No, I think I would, but beyond that, I don't think we're looking at a blowout.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
I think we're looking at a mini blowout.
Well, no, this isn't a thing. We're not going to do this.
I think they win.
What the hell is a mini blowout?
They win by a touchdown. They win by 7
That's
points.
Not a blowout.
No, that's what I said. It's a mini blowout.
You could just say they win in cover.
What's
then?
A mini blowout?
They win by a touchdown. A mini blowout. Because if you beat the Kansas City by a touchdown, that's like a blowout.
Kimmy, if you beat the Kansas City by a touchdown.
That's a blowout.
Okay.
They manhandle them like that. That's a blowout.
I don't even know where to go with this.
Just shut up. No, just ignore it.
Just ignore it. No, because here's what I'm worried about.
You know, I know a place where you get your hair done.
Let's say they win.
It's in Greece.
Shut up.
They do a beautiful job. They blow it out.
I thought we were on the same team.
Are you talking about K-9
Palace? Trying to clarify.
This is what happens when you side with him. This is what happens when you side with him.
You dance with the devil, girl.
That's right. He's like a scorpion. He's the scorpion of the frog, and all of a sudden, he kills you. You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
What if they win by 4?
It's not a blowout.
Mini blowout.
So mini then, blowout is
so
a
then
touchdown.
Your pick doesn't count.
I just said if they win by a touchdown, so I'm calling a blowout.
Mini blowout.
Mini blowout.
Okay, shut up.
Something new. We're floating out there.
You're just making something.
Wait, you don't like anything I do.
I don't like it for you. This isn't a good thing for you.
Let him go.
He says that. She says that every week.
I'm trying to help.
And she's always right. It's never good for you. When has it ever been good for you?
See how I brought you two back together?
Oh, is that? It turns out
you just got played, man.
I asked why were there only one set of footprints in the sand, and it turns out it's because we were both punching Tommy off the beach.
If all Jesus was holding me,
that's how bad it is. Hold him down, Jesus. All right, just to recap, Tommy's pick.
Go ahead.
He is over.
I can't get that image out of my mind.
He is over.
Jesus holding me while you two punch me.
If you can paint a picture of Jesus holding Tommy while we're assaulting him
on the beach,
we will hang that in the studio. Over. Tommy is over 1.5 a touchdown for Khalil Shakir. He is over 40 yards rushing for Bills quarterback Josh Allen. He is over 1.5 interceptions for Patrick Mahomes. He has the Bills winning. He has them winning, covering the 2.5. And he has them winning in a mini blowout, which he has decided is 7 points.
Yes.
And that'll do it. Our good buddies from...
Who's coming in today?
Coming in just after 9 o'clock to recap the picks from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger. And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy!
Will be here.
Not so fast, buddy. I predict this game's going to be, of course, wild. It's going to be a wild game, man. A lot of celebs, a lot of heat in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I do predict that Josh Allen will get one rushing touchdown.
That's not a bonus pick. That's
yes, it is.
The easiest pick of all time.
It is. You try it.
Okay, Josh Allen will get a rushing
touchdown. No, you try doing it.
I just did it.
I say Josh Allen gets a rushing touchdown because you made me think about Josh Allen and his legs. I think he's going to have to run a lot.
That's good. I think that's like a 50-50 bet on FanDuel right now.
Well,
in fact, you may be losing money making that bet on FanDuel.
But I will say this, too.
What?
If they lose this game, I don't think they make the playoffs. I think Pittsburgh takes that spot.
Okay. The Bills are 8-2.
Yep.
They have a at worst case
after
scenario.
After this, you got San Francisco, and then you got Detroit.
Okay. You think that the Bills, worst case scenario at 8-3 with a 4-game lead going into the bye, will not make the playoffs?
I think if you don't win this game, I think Pittsburgh's going to take your spot.
Is that your bonus pick? Or
are
you just saying stuff?
Idiot.
Idiot.
If you win the division, you make the playoffs.
You may not make the division. You may not make it. You may have an epic break.
Who's gonna surpass them in the division?
I don't think everything's a given so far.
He doesn't know how this works. He doesn't. He is like, exposing.
They can still catch your ass.
Anybody. Who?
Like who?
Well, the Jets could, and so could Miami. Miami just won.
Uh-huh.
And you struggled against Miami.
Mm-hmm. You're saying into a microphone.
You heard me right here.
That if the Bills lose this game, they won't make.
They
the
may
playoffs.
Not make.
I no,
said, oh no,
no,
no.
Said,
that's what I said. They
said,
may.
No,
I said no. I said they may not make the playoffs.
No, you said they won't.
No, I said may
you
not.
Said they will
not. May not make the playoffs.
We will roll the tape.
Josh Allen gets in.
You did not know.
Josh Allen.
You thought if the Steelers for some reason overtook them in the standings, that meant they fell out of the playoffs. Yes, you're dumb. You are dumb.
Rushing
touchdown.
Rushing touchdown by Josh. And they could have an epic collapse if they do not get past.
That's not a pay. Okay.
Because they could drop the next two after that. And then you got trouble.
Danger, Ryan. Chapter 9. We'll see what Ryan's dressed up as. I need a break.
Oh, you relax.
Shut up. You relax. I don't know how football works.
Have a little Diet Coke.
I am. I'm having lots of Diet Cokes.